Hey, you guys, if you are a fan of the pod and want to support us, you can give us 5 stars on iTunes or Spotify.
If you're listening on Google Podcasts or something like that, please consider not being a loser. Thanks and enjoy this episode.
So, wait, why can men not be blonde? Because it just is like too pretty.
Kind of, yeah. It's just like,
Women should gatekeep being blonde.
yeah, like I just, the thought of a blonde man, I don't know, like men used to hunt. Like, why are you blonde? You know what I mean? Be a man.
And also like blue eyes too. Like, are you joking me?
Like, oh, I have pretty eyes. Shut
Yeah,
up.
you're a boy and you have long eyelashes. Literally, shut up. Go
Like,
provide.
go throw something.
Yeah, go
Go
punch
punch a
a wall.
wall. Go provide.
Mystic balls.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Cheyenne.
It's been so long.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wow. A new year is upon us.
A new year is once again upon us. Can you believe?
Honestly, kind of, yeah. Like 2022, I feel like I'm getting really good vibes.
Really? Are you going to
Yeah.
rebrand?
I'm not gonna rebrand. I'm just gonna like double down on who I am. You know what I mean?
You're gonna just go extra hard in the brand you already have. Okay, word. You know, did you make any resolutions?
Not really. I'm not like a big resolution girly because I'm bad at like prioritizing myself in that way.
I'm bad at goal setting,
I'm
but like
bad at
I
keeping goals.
it was so hellish of a year that I didn't even once consider making a resolution until like 5 days after the fact. And I was like, oh, it's probably too late.
I mean, once you miss the boat, it's far too late,
There's
so.
only, yeah, it's only at the first of the year that you can resolve to change yourself. And then it's like better luck next year kind
Yeah,
of
now you're
thing, you know?
stuck.
Now I'm stuck being as insufferable as I was in 2021.
You're not insufferable. You're not insufferable.
Thanks, Nicole. Did you do anything to celebrate the anniversary of the insurrection?
Yeah, I had like a we had like a viewing. We had like a viewing of the insurrection.
What I did is I just watched the clip of like the three people scaling the wall.
The guy falling from the wall that he's trying to scale is like actually sad to me. It's very like reminiscent of when I would watch America's Funniest Home Videos and people were like getting genuinely hurt and I like didn't think it was funny because I'm an empath.
Wait, I'm sorry. The insurrection was the ultimate America's Funniest Home Videos.
Was though, it
Literally would have
was.
won. Like that shit was crazy. Do you remember Azealia Banks? She posted on her story a picture of them scaling the wall and said, "This is meth behavior."
Oh my God, it is though. Those
The
men
doors
were.
were open. Did you know that?
No, I
People were
didn't.
walking in.
Oh my
Like
God, they
that
just
was so
wanted.
extra of them to scale the walls.
Yeah, it was like Call of Duty. Like they were just living out their fantasies. And honestly, good for them. That's cool, I think.
It's really cool. I thought it was brave and heroic
It was really brave.
and not at all horrifying. The picture of that like grandma who just clearly has no idea where the fuck she
She's holding her
is.
flag and like smiling. Yeah.
Meemaw.
Meemaw.
Meemaw still thinks that George Washington is president.
Meemaw.
Oh, that, oh God. I like, obviously it was horrible. I want to make that clear as we're laughing about
Oh
it.
yeah, it was really, I mean, what a tough day.
It was horrible, but also like, why did they
Domestic
have to like go
terrorism.
that camp? Like, don't make
No.
me laugh. I'm trying to be mad at you, kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. And then people, the fact that people were just like openly posting it on their social media,
Yeah.
as if they wouldn't get in trouble.
They're on TikTok like gorgeous, gorgeous girls storm the Capitol. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls go to jail. Oh my God. Speaking of gorgeous, gorgeous girls going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl Lizzie Holmes.
Liz.
Getting locked up.
Ugh. Whatever. Kind of an icon.
She's an icon and also an insane evil maniac. So, like, I understand why the justice system did what they did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to, like, brag or anything and to be such a wellness queen.
What, have you met her?
No, but I'm not on any social media, so I'm just, like, not up to date with the happenings.
Yeah, Nicole missed the entire Wonderland system. Wonderland Gate.
Wonderland Gate. Here's what I understand from Wonderland Gate. If yeah, I can tell break me it what down you, for you.
Tell me what you, as a non TikTok, as a healthy individual,
mm-hmm. okay,
from what I've told you about.
So I've seen. Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say that I am still on Twitter because, like, your girl's gotta like get her news somehow.
Yeah, and it's not gonna be from the TV.
But, like, Twitter's not social media, you know what I mean?
it's reading.
It's I'm literally educating myself. But I, so what I've gathered from you and from Twitter is this woman, I don't know her gender pronouns, but
this
individual.
This sick teenager.
This teen. they, I guess, have, like, multiple personality disorder, but it's quite severe in that they have like over 100 personalities or something. So much
oh,
so
it's
like,
over 200. Sorry, I'm not gonna
over 200. Oh no,
I mean, Nicole, it's not real.
It's mental illness.
Literally mental illness.
But then I guess the personalities like all cohabitate in her mind, so much so that they have like their own ecosystem and like jobs, and they all are like constantly interacting with each other. I guess I don't know like the mechanics of it all, but that's what anyone, I gather.
I don't think anyone does.
Okay,
my favorite thing that Gen Z does is cosplay like severe and rare mental illnesses.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I could be wrong, maybe this is a legitimate thing, but
they seem pretty troubled. This teen is troubled.
This teen is troubled. This teen really can't do makeup for shit. Sorry.
But better makeup than like a face tat, because I feel like that's the direction they're heading.
I think it depends on which altar is currently fronting.
Oh, which altar is currently fronting? What a world we live in.
I know. Should I say that sentence again?
ASMR
style. I
think it
is referring to which altar is currently fronting.
So for those of our listeners that don't know much about multiple personality disorder.
It's not even called that anymore, Nicole.
What is it called?
Dissociative identity disorder.
Dissociative identity disorder. Sorry, you guys. I
She's been off the grid. She's literally been unplugged.
Like, I literally been unplugged. It's like, yeah.
Like when Jared Leto came out of his like meditation retreat and found out about COVID.
Oh my gosh, that must have been so earth shattering. Everything he had worked to like build in his like to be calm just was shattered in that moment. But I can't
I think
even
it
be canceled.
Was shattered a long time ago.
That's true.
Sorry, go back to saying how you're uncancelable.
Well, I'm uncancelable because I don't have social media, so no one can even cancel me.
You could get real life canceled.
Oh my God.
And you could get left out of some group messages.
Guys, no, please don't. I didn't know.
Yeah, I think they like disabled their account or like made it private or something. It was literally like one blissful week of absolute chaos and like gone in a flash, like a shooting star.
That's how all TikTok trends are, though. It's so wild how quick everything changes.
They were like the new Emily Mariko. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, Emily Mariko shined for maybe a solid month, and that's a long time in TikTok years. You know what I mean?
I feel like she's still kind of popping off. But now it's just like she blew up, and now like the people that are going to be loyal followers to her are going to be loyal followers to her. And like,
yeah,
the rest of us are going to be like, oh my God, haha, like salmon bowl, lol.
But don't you skip past her videos? Be honest.
I don't think her videos even show up on my feed anymore.
So you don't even follow her? Wow.
No, I, sorry to the rest of you sheeple. But I actually don't follow everyone that's popular on TikTok.
Wow. Gold so. Star. I don't Thank even have you. TikTok, so. And keep in mind, when I say I deleted TikTok, I mean the app's not on my phone. And I will download it again when I'm bored. But I've been so productive since I haven't had it.
Must be nice. I had to manually send you a TikTok today. It was horrible.
I know. It was crazy.
It was really hard. Speaking of sheeple, Euphoria has returned. And every single bitch on God's green earth is about to be like Elmer's gluing rhinestones to her face again and wearing I am Gia, and I just like don't feel prepared for that. So maybe I should get off TikTok.
Yeah, the Euphoria cosplay is always intense, but also it's fun. Like, I'm here for it. I love
right,
Euphoria.
I'm being a hater. Did you watch the first season?
I did watch the first season, like on and off. Like, I mean, I was like on my phone a lot, but right. I sort of remember what happened. But I did watch the first episode last night of season two.
Okay, I watched the first episode of season. I haven't seen any Euphoria.
Oh shit.
I watched the first episode of season one because I was like, okay, this like season two is coming back. I also like heard that I was going to see Sydney Sweeney's boobs. So that was a huge pull for sure. And so I started it. I watched the whole episode. That shit made me feel so old. I literally felt 1 billion years old.
Yeah.
I was clutching my pearls. I was so scandalized by it. And I need to continue, I think.
Yeah, no, it does get better. And the character development is like very much there.
But like, okay, not to sound like I said, like literally a billion years old, but like, is every episode that graphic?
Yes.
Just boring? Like, I was appalled.
No, it is, and it's HBO, and it's crazy. Like, season one of episode two, we see Sydney Sweeney's full naked breasts.
Oh, wait, no, that was season one, episode one.
And also season two, episode one, girl.
I mean, listen, you can't be walking around with perfect specimen of a breast and not have Euphoria wanna
dude, like,
run you that money.
They are perfect.
I
like,
want her
I like have a tear in my eye thinking about it right now.
I want her to crush me with them.
Oh my god, they're so, and she's so beautiful.
She's
dude.
So beautiful.
I'm drooling anyway. And they show full penis
erect too. Or flaccid,
but like just ew. Swing and penis.
Actually, I don't know what I don't know what's. I just don't want to see a penis.
I don't. Yeah, I wasn't. I was like, no one wants this.
No.
Show me Sydney Sweeney's boobs again.
Yeah. As a like a fully heterosexual woman, like, I only want to see Sydney Sweeney's boobs. So I can't even imagine what the rest of y'all are feeling.
Yeah. Some type of way. But.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'll try again, but
dive in, you'll get into it. And even if you don't, like, it's one of those things, it is the moment, like, you have to like be part of like,
I, like, want
the conversation.
I want to be included. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just I need someone to like, I need, has SNL like done a sketch of it?
I don't know. Who watches SNL?
Okay.
Cheyenne? Is that how you base off of what's relevant? You're like, is SNL? Are they on this
yet? Oh, sorry. I'm such a boomer. No, I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking maybe someone way funnier than SNL is probably on TikTok doing like spoofs of it. But or just everyone like right off the bat is like, hey, cunt. Want to do some blow?
Yeah. It's hard to like get into
intense.
It. Yeah, it's hard to get into it and put yourself in that like
In that dim of
realm,
lighting.
in that dim lighting, in that like realm.
That
And
smoky LED lighting, girl. I've been in a
yeah.
frat house before. I can put myself in that lighting.
Well, it's just like weird because they're all in high school and you're like, this isn't realistic. And everyone's like having sex and there's these like insane parties. And I'm just like, the craziest party I ever went into in high school was like a theater like after party.
Was at Denny's.
It was literally at Waffle House,
And
like
I was
after
in
our
stage
show.
makeup.
Yeah. So it's not realistic in that sense, but I just think the characters are so like deep and interesting, and everyone is the way they are because of, things that happen to them, and it's they go into all of it, and it's just interesting. And also Zendaya, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do like Zendaya. I liked watching her like do some key bumps in the bathroom, I guess. Say like a
Yeah.
bunch of like C words.
Cunt.
Cunt. I mean, listen, they're for my cause in terms of normalizing the C word.
Yeah.
We should title this episode
No, we shouldn't.
cunt.
No, we shan't.
We shan't. We'll come up with something better.
How was your
My
birthday?
birthday was really
Happy
good.
belated birthday,
Thank
Cheyenne.
you. I'm 24.
Whoa,
Wow.
that's crazy.
I feel much wiser.
Do you?
No, I feel a lot dumber actually, but
Yeah.
I accidentally planned a Korean themed birthday party.
Go on.
I wanted to do karaoke
Right.
because that felt like I don't super want to go out to like bars. I just want to hang out with my friends and like have fun
Yeah.
doing that. So we for sure like we're gonna book karaoke, which Koreatown in LA like has a bazillion karaoke joints. So I booked one there, which was actually Egyptian themed, which was
An
so just
Egyptian-themed
like
Japanese karaoke bar?
Korean, Nicole.
Korean.
Korean. It was very like, I am so multicultural.
You're so
I
multicultural.
love all cultures. But yeah, it was very like white girl having like a Asian themed birthday. Okay, but that was fine. Like it's one thing to like do karaoke or whatever. But then I also have been wanting to go to Wii Spa, which is like a 24-hour, you pay like an entrance fee. You can book like additional like massages or whatever for more money, but they have like a bunch of saunas and like hot baths and cold baths and stuff. And it's a Korean spa.
So fun.
It's in K-Town. It was a blast.
That's so fun. I really wish I could have been there.
You would have seen a whole lot of labia.
Everyone was showing their labia at your birthday.
The spa, it has like a women's floor and a men's floor, and like
Oh.
literally you are not allowed to wear a swimsuit or clothes.
What?
Okay, well actually you go in, and this is gonna take the whole episode. Okay, you go in, you check in, and they hand you a Wii Spa branded t-shirt and pair of shorts
Okay.
that literally look like public middle school. Like physical education outfit. But also you kind of look like a prisoner because the shorts are like khaki and
Okay.
everyone's dressed the same. So when you're on like the co-ed floors, which is where like some of the spas are and like the like terrace and like a food place or whatever.
Are any of the Nike spas co-ed?
No.
Okay.
Although there was a scandal where some guy was walking around naked on the women's floor, but that was like over the summer. It was
Okay.
that whole the Wii Spa scandal was very akin to the like Demi Big Chill scandal where it's like everyone just ignored it because everyone loves Wii Spa and everyone loves Big Chill
Gotcha,
kind of
gotcha,
thing.
gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, so you're like all dressed the same. But then once you go to like the women's floor, there's a couple saunas and like a hot tub and a cold tub, and it just goes like full bathhouse. Like,
that's so cool.
Like whole pussy out in the spa. So I have a UTI locked and loaded.
Did you, like, what was your mindset? Were you open to it? Were you embarrassed? Were you like, oh my God, like, free the nip. Like, this feels freeing and I'm with, you know, all this feminine energy and it feels, like, good and right? Or were you scared? Scared?
I wasn't scared. I feel like Americans are so weird about nudity.
Totally. I have it like deep rooted in me and it's like a weird.
I think I, maybe this is because I was, please don't make fun of me, I was in a sorority for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I lived in the house and it was just literally like a nudist call. Like, it's, there's just, you can't be crazy about being private when you live with 60 girls. Like, I saw so many naked women. That I think it kind of desensitized me, and that very much has carried into like my current living situation. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, everyone in your house literally walks around naked, and I was like taken aback by it.
Were you really?
Not in like a bad, I just had to, I was just like,
you had to adjust your mindset.
I had to like be cool, like, this is chill and cool. I think I have a lot of like shame about it, or maybe it's that it's so rooted in like sexuality that it's hard to look at it just like being as a body, just like your form, you know what I mean?
Let me be clear, I don't feel as positive about nudity about men's bodies as I do about women's bodies. I think women should be allowed to be naked whenever they want, and I think men should have to wear burkas.
They should be clothed at all times.
I never ever 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 need to see a naked man unless I'm about
literally
I don't want to see it. Women are like so beautiful though.
No, literally thinking, because you were like telling me this and I was like thinking about the women's spa and I was like, oh my God, I bet that was just like I said, like the feminine energy and like everyone's probably so supportive and just like doesn't care and there's no like wandering eyes and everyone's just cool.
Yeah,
and my mind was like thinking about the men's floor or whatever.
They're all, like,
and I was like
helicoptering their penises.
Everyone's like hairy and like sweaty and like I'm sure there's like a bunch of old dudes.
They're all spitting.
Ugh.
I mean, let me be clear. It certainly wasn't like a feminist gathering by any means. Like, we weren't all cheering each other on and high-fiving about being naked, but that made it really nice. Like, it was just like we're all naked. And let me tell you, getting in a hot tub butt-ass naked with a bunch of other women butt-ass naked, I felt like a Renaissance painting.
Dude, I literally can't even go in a hot tub anymore because my parents got a hot tub like a year ago. And so I only go in exclusively nude, like at night when like no one's around. And it's such an enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
I can't even, if I have to put a bathing suit on, I'm like, what's the point? I don't want to go.
Yeah, it's stupid. I'm very much on that wavelength now. You should come to Wee Spa. And
I want to.
I will say, I did become a little bit more conscious of my nakedness. I got a massage, and it was required that you can't wear anything for it. That's when I was like, okay, my whole pussy is on this massage table.
Yeah, that feels a little, well, first of all, how can they require anything, you know?
I mean, it's their spa. We're just,
I guess,
living
that's
in
true.
It.
I guess that's true. You chose to go to the spa. Good.
But this
point.
The sweetest elderly Korean woman. I've never been rubbed down like that. I was grabbing the table. Clutching that plastic table. and not in a sexual way.
Right.
Just genuinely, like, I was sore.
No, dude. A deep tissue massage is no joke.
It was no joke, especially after like literally soaking for and saunaing.
Yeah, hopefully you replenish your fluids because I'm sure you were.
I was really lost a lot of water weight. Yeah. But yeah, it was so skinny. But yeah, it was really an experience. I'm so glad we went.
So fun.
When we were around a lot of people, we would like put our masks on. So we were just literally butt ass naked with a
Put your
mask
mask
on.
on.
And that's, I feel like, what the liberals want, you know?
That's what the liberals have always been
That's the liberal
wanting.
agenda. You, for
It
you to be
is.
butt ass naked with a K95 on.
Wait, honestly, sort of cool because, like, the anonymity of that by being like, you can't identify me, but you can see my labia.
I feel like it really opened my eyes to the different shapes and sizes of everyone's genitals. So,
Yeah, everyone's different. Listen, it's like a snowflake. Everyone's unique.
was great. I had a great birthday. That's my story. Thanks for
So
asking.
fun.
And karaoke rocked because karaoke always
Oh
rocks.
my God. Did you take it like low key so serious though?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like doing vocal warm-ups in the car.
Yeah.
I drank olive oil.
Yeah. You like didn't have dairy for 24 hours.
No, I'm gonna be honest. I think I like strained my vocal cords because I was like
Singing so hard.
scream
Yeah.
singing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats on signing a
Oh my
lease.
God, yeah, I signed a lease.
Just moving out.
Yes, it'll be very it's exciting turning a new leaf, growing, learning, expanding my mind,
Realizing things.
centering my aura.
Yes, cultivating vibes.
Cultivating vibes, dude. Speaking of cultivating vibes, Cheyenne's designing my bedroom. Is this interesting to
Is anyone still here?
anyone? So that's fun. I've been spending a lot of time on Pinterest because I can't go on TikTok. So I made like a mood board for my room and stuff. So I
You're on a, yeah, a
guess.
different form of social media, but Pinterest is more like creative.
Yeah, it's taking like a lot of my energy, to be honest.
Dude, watch out though. I feel like when I was younger and really active, when we were all were like weirdly super active on
Yeah.
Pinterest, when all the like 14-year-old girlies were making their wedding boards.
Dude, I was just gonna say, I like went back through and like looked at the boards I haven't posted on
Oh
in
my
7 years.
God.
And
How were they? How'd
I
they hold up?
it, horrific, dude. Like literally, I was like gasping. I had couldn't believe I thought that like those wedding colors looked good together, and I did like the
Wait, let me
rustic
guess,
barn.
were your wedding colors peach and mint?
Oh my God, no, I wasn't that basic, but it, like in hindsight, it was still super basic. Yeah, on like the wedding dresses, I literally have a page for like that's called Kiddos. I have a Pinterest board called Kiddos.
What? Like about like having kids?
Yeah, it's like little kid hacks and
That's so
stuff.
creepy.
I
That's so
know,
creepy.
especially considering when I posted it, I was like
A kiddo.
17.
Okay, well, more dangerously, I will say that like there was a lot of like eating disorder and like finspo content on Pinterest. Like not as bad as Tumblr, obviously. It was more like sneaky. But I definitely like started making, I became like food aware. Like I think I learned that carbs or well, they don't make you fat, but I like learned that bread isn't like
Is like
okay to,
quote unquote bad.
yeah, and like that, like I'll never forget learning that peanut butter is like kind of bad for you. That was shocking to me as someone who grew up eating so much peanut butter. I was like, it's a nut.
Yeah. I remember, yeah, Pinterest was my first like glimpse into that sort of like disordered eating
Everyone's
world.
ab routines and
Yeah,
shit.
you had like your quick like if you do this for 5 minutes every day, you'll look like this. I remember that it was the first time I saw the quote,
Meat loss?
nothing
No.
tastes as good as skinny feels.
Sorry, that was our 9/11. Like, girls, where were you when you first saw that quote?
And how did it impact your life?
Everyone remembers where they were when they first saw that Kate Moss quote on Pinterest, and it was horrifying and not true. God, this is all like rushing back to me. I'm like in a blackout. I remember seeing something that was like for every 5 M&Ms, you have to walk a mile to burn them off.
Oh my
And then I
God.
remember I was like, oh my God, literally 15. Like I was living off of M&Ms and like
peanut butter.
Pizza and peanut butter. I don't know. I was a child.
Yeah.
I just remember like I would look at M&Ms and be like, holy shit. I am going to eat 20 of these and I'm going to have to walk 4 miles.
Yeah.
And then I didn't, but it's just like, yeah. It was there.
No, I mean, it's like a deep rooted trauma that is like, it's such a culture that we were a part of.
Yeah.
For so long, since we were literally children.
Yeah, it's crazy. Women are just such victims, you know?
We're literally victims.
Literally, we shouldn't have to work and we shouldn't be held accountable. And Elizabeth Holmes shouldn't have to go to jail because, you know what? That probably all started with Pinterest. It's because she read the Kate Moss quote.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm going to become evil.
Yeah. And honestly, it all made us a little bit evil. Like... Well, but we're all better. We're all, listen, here's to the girlies. Here's to the girlies struggling with their disordered eating. We're here for you. We see you. We love you.
And I'm sorry we have to laugh about it because otherwise we'll cry about it.
In every single way.
Sing it. I'm cured, actually. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That helped a lot.
It's like the Imagine of like... The Imagine when, when all like, the Gal Gadot.
Like, oh my god, did you see that Gal Gadot said that she loved giving birth and would do it every week if she could?
Girl, that's, like, the most pick-me thing I've ever heard anyone say. That's
the most pick-me you could ever possibly be.
She's like, being a mother is the best. I mean,
it wasn't even being a mother. It was just literally birthing a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're insane, Gal Gadot. I swear celebrities are so rich and so privileged that they like become sadists. They're not subjected to any other pain.
Yeah, like for her, that was her, like, 9/11. The most adversity she's ever faced was like giving birth.
Yeah, well, either that or when she was fighting Palestine.
Right.
It's a close tie.
Wait, Gal Gadot fought Palestine? Is that...
She's Israeli, so she was in the Israeli army. They all have to be.
Well, I would say that she probably faced some adversity then. All right, well, shall we?
I think we shall.
Okay.
You know what? Nina Dobrev could do Superwoman, but Gal Gadot could not do Elena.
I agree. I agree with that.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Okay, so season 2, episode 12, you guys.
Does this bad boy have a title?
Yeah. The Descent.
Literally, what does that even mean? I'm like trying to connect it to the episode. I'm always like surprised. I let myself be surprised by whatever you tell me the title is.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have no idea.
The Descent. That's the name of my rebrand for 2022.
Wow. I don't know that we can go any lower than we are.
Like, we've already descended, girl.
What's your cry count today?
I had one really, really prolonged cry.
Oh my god. Girls really do be crying. I texted Cheyenne and I was like, girls be crying. Like, I don't know. Everything has just been making me cry lately. Like, at the drop of a hat, I will be like sobbing.
Are we one for one? Or was there another one you didn't share with me?
No, I just had one cry today, but it was like very brief. I was listening to
Maren,
like,
Morris country song.
I was listening to a country song and I didn't even relate to it in any way. And it brought tears to my eyes.
It's because you're an empath.
Because I'm an empath.
Yeah, I think I'm all done crying though. So we should be able to get through this.
Okay. Well, we'll see for me because I could easily have another one. We'll see. All right, okay. Y'all. So Jules, our favorite girly werewolf, she wakes up in the woods next to a camp. Keep in mind that she just had attacked, she tried to attack Damon, but she attacked Rose.
And bit her, which is like, oh no, because a werewolf bite is rumored to kill a vampire, but She wakes up naked.
Fully naked.
Like in the pine needles.
Yeah, she looks, dare I say, stunning.
Yeah, she looks really good. I wish this was naked. HBO and we could just see it full frontal.
I know. Ugh, damn. Oh my god, can you imagine the Vampire Diaries on HBO? We'd see like Damon Dick.
Crazy Damon Dick.
Yeah. Okay, so she looks around as she like is coming to, and she realizes that she's surrounded by all these dead campers who she assumes that she had attacked the night before.
Yeah, it seems as though she's been doing some murder.
And so she's like trying to like figure out what to do. She's like piling them up and like finding some matches. And then an officer arrives and she's like, oh, I know, I'm just gonna play like a victim.
Dude, criming while white and female. Like, he doesn't even, he's like, are you okay? Like, let me call it in. She's sitting like completely unharmed around a bunch of dead bodies.
Yeah. She doesn't even look like she's prepared to be camping at all.
White women's tears, man.
White women are so powerful.
And so manipulative.
It's literally so manipulative. And the officer's like, oh my god, like, well, I got this. Don't worry. Like, and she's saying that, you know, an animal attacked her friends and she needs help. And then she kills him. The officer, that is.
I don't really get why she had to go through that whole charade.
Like, she had him in the bag, but whatever. I guess she just wanted to clean up the pieces. So
I guess because he called it in. Well, you know what? I'm not going to make this deeper than it is.
Yeah. Don't read into it.
So that's our opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that Jules doesn't mind getting her hands a little bit dirty.
Yeah. And she's also really comfortable being naked.
She should go to Wee Spa.
I bet she's been.
You think?
Yeah, because she seems like well-traveled and stuff. I bet she's been.
All the supernatural creatures are just trying to go to Wee Spa.
Probably. I mean,
frankly, there were not any windows. There was no light could penetrate in that place. It was like a literal compound.
Vampire Haven.
A vampire haven. I would. Well, okay. Sorry. Let me just talk about Wee Spa one more time.
Okay.
It's $30 to just use like the saunas and the like other included amenities.
Worth it.
24-hour spa, and they have like sleeping mats and shit. Like people would just like take naps. So, like, if I ever don't live in LA and I'm, like, coming for a visit, I will not be paying for a hotel.
Just go to Wee Spa.
I'll be staying at Wee Spa. You know where to find me.
I mean, I'm sure you have friends in LA you can stay with. But, like, also, like, do your thing.
But, like, hypothetically.
Wanderlust.
Yes, I have wanderlust. I have to live at Wee Spa.
Okay. So, we meet Stefan and Elena. And
they're back together, by the way, which is like so cringe.
Elena, well, Stefan wants to find Isabel. Here's his plan. Okay.
okay.
Stefan wants to find Isabel so he can ask her about Elijah.
Yes.
But Elena thinks this is like a really bad idea because she's like, whatever, remembers her like suicide mission, and she's like,
she doesn't want anyone to get in the way of her plan with Elijah, because her plan with Elijah basically was him agreeing to protect her friends as long as when the time comes she sacrifices herself to Klaus. So I don't think she told Stefan about that part of the plan, but he still seems very suspicious and like would rather get some intel from Isabel, who, if you recall, is Elena's like absentee mother, who was like a professor of, I don't know, voodoo vampires. Shit and vampires, and seems to know a lot of things. She's also really hot.
Alaric's ex.
So Stefan thinks that Alaric can help him.
Yeah, he goes to the Mystic Grill and he's like, Alaric, he tells Alaric his plan. He's like, I need to get in touch with Isabel. And Alaric is like, here's a number I used to have for like a long time ago. You can try it and like, good luck.
I love that she's like Paris Hilton. Like she has a BlackBerry and like five phones. Like what's
Yeah.
going on?
She doesn't want to be traced.
I guess. Seems pretty main character energy to me, so good for her. So Rose, she looks so bad. Her werewolf bite is like literally decaying.
It's like pulsating.
Like put that shit on Icy Hot, babe.
Yeah, and she looks like so pale. The color is drained from her face. She also keeps whining a lot.
She's also being really fucking annoying.
No, she's in a lot of pain. So basically, what we have gathered is that this werewolf bite is like, in addition to looking gnarly as fuck, it also is causing her to have like a severe flu-like symptoms where she's like chills and
She
hallucinating.
actually has flu Rona.
She's flu-rona.
It's really bad, you guys.
It's
It's
like
really bad. Everyone
so
get your
bad.
booster. She has flu Rona. Damon is taking care of her because they were schmanging at one point. So he's
They were
like feeling
friends with
kind of obligated.
benefits.
And he's telling her everything's going to be fine and he's going to figure out how to cure her. And he basically decides that he's going to go also to the Mystic Grill to find Jules the werewolf who bit her and figure out if he can get like some info on a cure, which kind of a dumb plan, but whatever. So he's like, Elena, you have to be a nurse. And of course, Elena, like, fucking loves that dumb shit. So she's like, okay, I'll stay here and take care of her. And he goes to the grill to find Jules. Really quick sidebar. That Caesar salad from the Mystic Grill must go so
It
crazy.
looked so good, dude. I was like, I want a Caesar salad right now.
Every time someone has to eat, like as part of the scene in the Mystic Grill, they just throw out a Caesar salad.
Yeah, and it looks
And it
bomb.
genuinely looks so fucking good. So she's eating a Caesar salad.
Yeah, and Jules is like, she kind of plays hard to get at first, but basically she tells Damon that the only way to end Rose's suffering is to kill her, which is too bad.
Yeah, that's really too bad.
So now back at home, Elena is watching Rose, and Rose starts having hallucinations where she thinks Elena is Catherine. So
Yeah.
she attacks her because remember, Rose has beef with Catherine because
Because everyone has beef with
everyone
Catherine.
has beef with Catherine.
Yeah, so there, Elena's like trying to take care of her and
Yeah, she's giving her
at
like
first it's
blood.
yeah, at first it's like fairly normal. I mean, Rose is definitely like spitting some facts and calling Elena out on like her suicide mission, which like mind your damn business, Rose, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, then the hallucinations really get like at first Elena's able to like calm her down and be like, I'm not Catherine, I'm Elena. And she's like, oh my God, like so sorry, so sorry. I thought you were someone else.
She was like, my bad,
Like,
literally.
literally, it's so embarrassing.
And then Rose had like thrown up on the sheets. So Elena goes to get fresh sheets, and when she comes back, Rose attacks her again.
And like chases her throughout the house.
Yeah, so they're like running through the house and wait, back up for one hot second because they're in Damon's bedroom, which we haven't seen up until this point.
Oh yeah, shit's luxe.
Dude, what the fuck? He has great style. Also, his bathroom looks dope.
I know that standalone tub.
It's like this huge room and there's just this like massive king bed with like the what are those called?
Oh, like a canopy.
Like a canopy moment.
The sticks
The
that
sticks
go
that come
up
out of the bed.
the bed. He has
The
those.
poles. He has
The
those. And he has like a stack of books by his bed, so he's learned and
pole. You should model your bedroom after Damon Salvatore's.
honestly, I was getting some inspo.
Yeah, his bedroom is really fucking nice. His bed is huge.
Yeah. So in any case, Elena runs back to Stefan's bedroom. She locks herself in there. And she just kind of like waits until Rose leaves her the fuck alone.
Which does eventually happen.
Yeah.
And then she goes to see where Rose is and can't find her anywhere in the house, which, like, Elena's so dumb. Like, I just, like, why? I don't know. I would just sit there and wait until Stefan comes home.
I know, but she wants to, like, be, like, the heroine of her own story, even though she could literally die. Also, I feel like she relies so much on other people to just save her when she is in trouble, which they do every time.
I mean, Damon shows up and asks where Rose is, and she says she has no idea. She's not there anymore. And Rose ended up going to the high school.
Yeah.
And just starts killing teenagers.
Yeah. She's like, killing.
That's one way to go.
Yeah. And
the woman at this point is like really hallucinating and so feral and so sick.
Yeah.
That she doesn't really know where she is, and it's like her little vampire urges are really taking over.
Yeah. She's no control of the situation. So Damon goes to get her from the high school and bring her back home.
It's really fucking sad. He like rips her off of like the last little blonde that she was killing, and like kind of like gets her out of her hallucination, and she's really sad that she killed people and like sobbing and in pain and shit, and he like carries her to the car. Meanwhile, Elena's just like standing there watching because she's like literally horny for other people's pain.
Yeah, and she keeps, it's so sad, Rose keeps being like, please make it stop, please make it stop, like she's obviously in so much pain.
I know, like just kill her, my god.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
Okay, we have some tea with
guys. We have Caroline. Tea. Okay, so are her and Matt like broken up officially? They are, right?
Yeah, they've been broken up.
They never got back together. Okay.
No.
So anyway, Tyler, like, so we're at the high school. They're getting ready for like a random barbecue, like high school sponsored barbecue.
Yeah. Like, and you know, when your high school would sponsor a barbecue?
Question mark. And everyone's just like kind of hanging out. So Tyler goes and thanks Caroline for like helping his first transformation, his first transition into a werewolf.
Turn into a werewolf.
And he is like really confused why Caroline is helping him.
Yeah, and she says that she just like knows what it's like and she wants to help him and whatever, just that like they should probably reinforce his like bondage next time because he almost bit her.
Yeah.
And she confesses to him that if he had bit her, she'd like probably die. And all Tyler all of a sudden cares that he almost killed a woman, which he hasn't seemed to care about in the past.
No, he's showing like a lot of empathy, not even empathy, just genuine interest towards Caroline. And it seems like he like
dropped acid and had an ego death.
Yeah, probably. But it seems like he's been like enjoying his time with Caroline, and like it hasn't been innately romantic in any way that I can, like, it is maybe a little romantic, but
I mean,
I can't tell if it's because it's romantic or it's just because they're both hot.
I was about to say, anytime like two hot people are friends,
yeah,
like come on.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Something going on.
Yeah. Are you guys, kissing?
Are you guys kissing? Matt shows up and kind of interrupts their conversation. Matt has so much grease in his hair. He looks like a cast member in West Side Story.
Really?
You didn't notice?
Matt looks really different in this episode.
I think it's the metric fuck ton of grease that they put in his hair.
Okay. He looks beefier than normal. Like,
who did he piss off in the hair and wardrobe department?
That's tough.
But Tyler leaves. Matt tells Caroline that he wants to get back together with her.
Okay, but first, immediately after Tyler leaves, Caroline's like, nothing's going on between us. And Matt was like, okay, I trust you. And she's like, well, I know we were talking, but just so you know, like, literally nothing's going on. And he was like, dude, got it.
Red flag.
Yeah, literally red flag.
I forgot that part.
Yeah, but Matt says that he wants to get back together. And
kisses her in broad daylight on their school campus.
Leans in for a full-on kiss, like no consent. No consent was given for that kiss.
Stop.
But it wasn't. There's no vibes. He just sent it.
Yeah, he really did. Just like he made his move. It doesn't really work out.
TBH. It doesn't.
She kind of just like pushes him off and is like, "Oh my god, I have to go by."
Yeah, and then she just dips.
Caroline goes home and Tyler's waiting at her door. I've never had a boy wait at my door.
It's really sweet, actually. Tyler's being sweet.
I mean, listen, it's always like, is it sweet or creepy? And the answer is like, are they hot or not?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, that's what it comes down to. And also, how frequently are they doing this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if it's every day and it's that unwarranted, it's kind of
girl,
like
that. You got yourself a stalker.
I wish I had a stalker. I'd get so much attention.
Cheyenne! Sorry. It's like so dangerous, actually. I'm kidding, and but so like, underreported.
I would love to be the victim of that.
I do love being a victim. That's you know, for
I
sure. Just
like really love that. But so, yeah, Tyler's waiting.
Yeah. And he basically is like, I just have one question for you. Like, why would you stay with me and risk your life by like helping me through my transition? And Caroline is like, okay, I care. Okay, is that like the craziest thing in the whole world? And I don't want you to be alone.
So he has no choice but to kiss her.
Yeah, he kisses her. He plants one on her, and she does the same thing. She like pushes him off, and then she goes like, she's like, why is everyone kissing me today or something like that.
Must be nice, girlfriend.
Yeah. Who do you ship more, Caroline and Tyler, Caroline and Matt?
Matt's probably the healthier option.
I go Tyler. I like his energy.
But I like that Tyler is just a bad boy.
And also, Caroline's way too, like, much of a woman for Matt. Like, Matt can't handle her.
I don't know. I mean, Tyler seems to have a pretty weird relationship to women, considering he did murder one
on accident.
You're right, it was an accident. He
literally an accident
to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably Tyler and Caroline, but I don't know, I'm torn, just as Caroline is.
But two blondes shouldn't date, you know what I mean?
Of course. I mean, course. Men should
goes without saying. Goes
men
without saying.
Not be blonde. Yeah. So it should ideally two blondes wouldn't date in a heterosexual couple, but mm-hmm. We're not living in my perfect world. We're living in reality. And yeah, two blondes, siblings mm-mm. are dating.
Two blondes don't make a right. That's for sure.
Two blondes do not make a right. I'm so glad you said that.
Okay, so we're back at the Salvatore house. Everyone grab a tissue because
shit gets really I might cry again.
Shit gets crazy. So Damon is alone with Rose. And Rose is hurting, like really she keeps being like, "Please make it stop, please make it stop." And it's like literally heartbreaking. Damon goes into Rose's mind. And he's controlling her dream. And she's in this dream where she's like back at her home in like, you know, the 1800s.
It's like Renaissance ass. Renaissance. Did you see those ass. Long sleeves?
Yeah, she has like a like flowing dress. And she's in this field and there's horses.
Yeah, big horse girl moment.
Big horse girl. And she's like, oh my gosh, like. This is my favorite memory. This is my favorite spot. How do you know?
Don't be shy. Do the accent.
I can't.
You can't. I can't. This is my home.
This is my home. My horses.
Me horses.
Me horses.
I love that Damon inserts himself into her dreams, like,
and he's wearing like jeans and a t-shirt.
What a narcissist.
I know. But she's talking to him. She's like, oh, like, this is so nice. And then she was like, I challenge you to a foot race or something.
What? She's like, I challenge you to a three-legged race. The other side of consciousness. No, it's sweet. They're like holding hands and they're talking about how much she like misses being human and how much they like each other kind of thing. And then she talks about how maybe she'll get to see her family again, like after she dies, and maybe she'll get to see Trevor, who he was in an episode and like got killed or whatever. She might get to see him again. And she says she's not in pain anymore and that she's ready to go.
And she's them. Really at peace.
And then they do the potato sack race.
And then they do their potato sack race. And so they're like, okay, I don't know. For some reason, Damon like starts counting down. And then it like goes back to like real life. And Damon's like holding her in the bed and she's still dreaming and he has a steak in his hand. Tears are streaming down this man's face. And then he of mice and men's her.
He did. Call her Lenny.
Call her Lenny, bitch. She literally, he was like, look at the sunset. And then just gonzo.
Gonzo. He's staked her good.
Yeah, so she's
gave her
dead.
A good staking. She's dead. But she's, you know what,
that was beautiful.
That was merciful, and I did tear up a little bit watching.
I literally like, this is what I'm talking about, dude. Am I like about on my period? Like, I'm crying. I literally had to pause it because I was like not like sobbing, like I don't want to over dramatize this, but tears were streaking my face.
Women be crying. If there's one thing I know about women, it's that we be crying.
What's in the water? Like, it, because I feel like everyone I'm talking to is like, yeah, like I just can't stop crying lately. Like,
it's because we're on our junior year of a pandemic and no one can like have fun, and we're all trapped in our rooms staring at our computer screens.
Literally.
Sorry to,
good point.
Sorry to bring that up, but sometimes I literally am like, why am I feeling so tired and sad? And I mean, a lot of the time, like, I'm just feeling tired and sad, but then I also kind of have to remember that like literally half of my friends couldn't come to my birthday party because of freaking coronavirus.
They like, had the just plague,
like, and I didn't even in the moment, I was like, oh, that's such a bummer, but it's just like a part of life, so you don't really like, you're like, oh, it is what it is. And then you kind of take a step back and you're like, wait, this actually really sucks.
Yeah, it actually does suck. And it's hard because we've had to adapt. And so we don't realize how much it affects us because we don't have a fucking choice.
Yeah.
But
like, maybe it's that, and maybe it's just like your period, you know.
Maybe I just like have like chronic anxiety, but like,
you're just
also
like a crazy woman.
Yeah, maybe I'm just so fucking crazy.
Like females, you know, when females just
females
cry.
Be crying.
Females be crying.
So, and yeah, so does Rose Damon. Dead.
Elena like is standing in the, why does she like, she's such a sadist, she just like gets off on watching people die and like acting like a sad little nurse. Like,
I know, she
Elena
sucks.
Go home, go do but your calculus homework.
Yeah, she's trying to like comfort Damon, and Damon keeps being like, no, like it's not a big deal, like why would you think it's a big deal? And Elena's like, well, you guys were like friends and stuff. And he's like, I don't care.
She's like, weren't you guys fucking?
He's like, literally, who cares?
He just keeps asking her to go home, and I feel like this is something that kind of bothers me. Like, this is, you know, when people like really do like get off on like feeling important and like being there for someone. Like, some people process things different, and like, if someone wants you to leave them alone so that they can like work through things, like you're just being a narcissist by like sticking around and like trying to get them to talk to you about it.
And by being like, no, 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 you're not going to be like healed until unless I'm here with you. Like, unless damn, girl.
17-year-old Elena
can like rub your back. Like, maybe do take a little reality check, Elena.
Yeah, touch some grass, bitch. She hugs him too and then like gets her face really close to his. I don't know, I'm just like, girl, get your floozy ass out of here and let the man cry.
Let the man cry in peace and drink his whiskey. My god,
so brutal. But he's very sad and he tells her that he just doesn't like to feel because it hurts too bad, and is very like, I just pretend I don't care, but like really I do, like I care so much.
That's so vulnerable of him.
Yeah, like whatever. She hugs him and he leaves. And then
he goes and kills a bitch.
And he does what any hurt man has every right to do.
He kills a woman. He stalks a woman. He literally stalks a woman
named Jessica.
Named Jessica for some reason. I like that she's a name. That was nice.
He is awful.
Laying in the middle of like the highway and her car stops and she's like, hey, are you lost? And he's like, I'm so lost.
While he's laying in the middle of the highway, instead of are you hurt, she's like, yeah, you lost.
She was, are you lost? And she
are you lost?
Hey King, you okay? And he goes, yeah, I'm super lost. And she's like, lost? Like, you're in the middle of the street. And he's like, no, lost in my mind, you idiot. He's not well. Damon is
just like so trying to have a conversation with like a dude that's having an existential crisis.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just like in my head a lot right now and I'm just like super lost and you wouldn't even understand. And I like have to lay in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Are men okay?
Are you guys men?
Men?
I know there's
boys.
I know 2% of our listeners. Y'all good?
Y'all okay? It's okay to cry, dude.
Have you tried crying?
Literally just cry it out. It actually helps so much.
Let me tell you about something called crying. Mm-hmm. You don't have to kill a woman.
And it actually like, yeah, it feels good to cry. It's like an orgasm for the eyes.
Chin up, King. Your crown is slipping.
Your crown is slipping. Your crown is slipping. All right. So Jules meets up with Tyler and she's like, Mason is dead.
Yeah, right there in the Mystic Grill, like over a Caesar salad.
Over like a blooming onion. She's like,
babe, what's wrong? You've barely touched your blooming onion. Sorry, your uncle's dead. Are you going to eat those mozzarella sticks?
Oh my God. I'm trying to imagine like what kind of news I would need to receive to like not eat a mozzarella stick. Dude, what is it about bar food?
It'd have to be an immediate family member for me, I think.
Yeah. I mean, like realistically, yeah, but it's hard to put myself even in that mental state. I feel like I would
still eat it. You'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
Damn, that is mad crazy.
Can you pass me marinara?
Yeah. Okay, so
his uncle's dead and Jules is like, guess who killed him? And Tyler's like, oh my God, who? And she's like, your little blonde girlfriend and all her vampire friends.
Which he's is like, no.
It is kind of true. And she's like, yeah, Caroline lied to you about Mason and she lied to you about being the only vampire in town. And like, I'm your friend and I'm going to help you like be a werewolf. And then she says, there's more werewolves on their way.
Dude, I'm scared.
They're hot.
I hope they don't mean any trouble because we've seen enough trouble.
I just want everyone for the next 7 seasons to just like be happy.
Just literally be friends. We can all put this behind us, you guys. I feel like I could talk to them.
You think you can fix them?
I can fix them.
But yeah, so that's like pretty crazy for Tyler. Elena gets back home where she should have been home this whole time. Like, why do you want to watch someone die, you fucking creep?
Elena's just, yeah, she's a creep. And then Stefan shows up. Where's Stefan been? Crazy. He had called Isabel, but I guess he couldn't find her. And he's like, oh, instead I found this fool.
this clown.
And in walks Uncle John, y'all.
No.
Uncle fucking John.
Uncle John is back with his horrendous hairline to ruin our show.
Oh my god, he's so old.
He's so annoying.
Only 27s and under are allowed on this show.
Literally, it's the CW. Like, they have no business hiring someone that's not hot. Like, it hurts my fragile eyes.
Literally, what's wrong with me? Like, even Aunt Jenna is like so hot. Alaric's hot. Like, they could have gotten anyone, and instead they were like, Uncle John is gonna be an uggo. Maybe that's a sign that he's like
that you shouldn't trust uggos.
I mean, pretty privilege is real.
Pretty privilege is real.
Because ugly people cannot be trusted.
Not me though. Y'all stay safe out there.
Y'all stay safe though.
But yeah, Uncle John is back, and I'm disappointed in the show for doing that. Like, why? Who's he sleeping with on the production team?
No, literally.
That's the end of the ep, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it went by really fast. Yeah, there was a lot of, like, random scenes at, like, the barbecue and stuff, but it was all irrelevant.
I wouldn't say this was necessarily one of their most, like, plot-driven episodes. It was just kind of, like, setting up some stuff. And they had to kill off Rose and, like, give Damon his, like, emotional breakthrough moment where he's like, damn, I kind of miss being human.
Yeah.
You know, which.
And I didn't mind not seeing very much of Stefan in this episode, to be honest.
No, he literally was in like the second scene. And honestly, the main character of that scene was like the gigantic mole on his pec. Okay, well.
Well, I need to eat dinner so bad.
I need to eat dinner. I'm really hungies. And we'll see you guys next week. Tell your mom to listen to us. Pay us money.
Oh, God, you guys. Please pay us money.
Literally, please pay us money.
Please
we
just,
so
like, give
stupid.
Us a compliment, honestly. Like, give us a compliment on Apple Podcasts.
Please, we're so tired and dumb. Like, just throw me anything. That's all right. I love you. Love you so much.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.